hope that you're back with me in Maximum Ernest Castle Church building, and I hope that that has worked out just about. This morning we're trying to keep things quite straightforward, as you realise. One thing I should say, and that is that you're welcome to put comments, and it would be good to share and to like, not because we're going to derive any kind of sense of worth from these, but the way that Facebook works, as some of you probably know, is that I think the more you share, the more you like, then the more people get to know of the fact that this is happening. And that's good for our congregation, because this is really what we're trying to do first and foremost, is keep connection with one another, but also others who might just be drawn in to share in what we're doing here. So you can comment, but make them positive, please. And if there is something that's negative, you can comment directly by email, or message me separately, or Daniel Clark, our youth minister, or Pauline, our family worker, and we'll try and put right what is not so good. I know that at the start we were a bit side on, but we managed to get that sorted, I think, halfway through. And also, what I would want to say is we're going to try and keep connected with those of us, especially in the congregation. If we can connect with you in the community, if you're watching, then help us do that. Make contact with us, and we'll try and keep contact with you. But especially those of you who we know and who have access to emails and to our Facebook and to our website, we're trying to keep contact with you. Are you sick? Let us know, please. Are you needing something like medicines or food or something else? Let us know, please. Especially contact the office. We're going to hopefully use the office as a hub to help us minister to one another and keep our fellowship with one another. Our hope is that as we develop our understanding of technology, that we might be able to break into small groups, that some will be connected to smaller groupings. We will continue our prayer meeting, which we have weekly by technology called Zoom. That will be a kind of interactive video conferencing thing. Our house groups, I hope, will continue. And some of you have never been in a house group. Well, this might be your chance, actually, to join a house group from your own house. If you would like to be in a group like a house group that's meeting, sharing some conversation, Bible study, prayer, but do it from your own home. If you have access to a computer or laptop or phone, smartphone, get in touch with me, the office. We'll try and hook up as many as we can who want to maybe do this even for the first time. Those of you who are already in a house group, I hope that the leaders will be able to contact you, tell you about the technology that will be used, help you through that, and you might be able to continue working as a house group, albeit in a slightly unusual way. Please keep in touch with us one way or another, website, Facebook, email, telephone, Skype, FaceTime, WhatsApp, whatever way you can manage, and keep in touch with one another, we would ask. Most especially, please keep praying. Pray for yourself. Pray for one another. Pray for our world. I'm going to pray in a minute to finish our time together, but please don't be prayerless. Do go on to the New City Catechism apps and follow each week the new question, the new answer that will come up there. And as we get into a bit of a rhythm, I'll probably return our attention to the themes that are coming up in the catechism. Thanks to Pauline. Thanks to all who have helped get this sorted out. To Daniel for originally looking at the Facebook page and for helping us become administrators, and so that people like myself and Pauline can get access to do this kind of thing. It might be that you can help further with ideas, with technology. Please do again contact us, and we want to just try and grow this new sense of ministry as we try and get hold of where we're at as a church at this time. Let me pray to close. I'm going to pray for our world. I'm going to have some pauses that you might be praying also in these pauses. And then at the end, I'm going to finish with what we would in our church call the benediction. It's like a statement of faith where we state our faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's also a hope, not a hope so, but a living hope that we have, because God has promised that benediction that he will be with us. One of the great things I would just say before I pray is this. right through the Bible, the great blessing that God holds out to us is fellowship with him, and we've come to know that this is gained through Jesus Christ, his Son, and that he opens his arms to us to draw close to him, to turn away from our sins, to turn away from other gods, other religious practices, other spiritualities, and simply trust in him, Jesus Christ, God's Son, the Savior. And in that trust, find the truth of a promise from God that he will never leave us, that he will never forsake us, but he will be with us until the end of time. A remarkable promise. And that end of time even transcends death. Whatever we're worrying about, our health, maybe even the prospect of falling so unwell we might even die, that promise speaks right into that certainty. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you even to the end of time. Let us pray. Lord God, what is it that we should be praying at this time, not only for ourselves, for our community, our church, our parish, Scotland, our world? What should we be praying, Lord God, for those in China, so locked down, in Italy also, now increasingly in Spain and Germany, perhaps soon in the United Kingdom? We recognize afresh that we share a common humanity and that each one of us is vulnerable and needing of each other. We thank you that Jesus comes to bring renewed community as well as renewed individuals. And we pray there to this, Lord, that we would have that growing sense of community, certainly as a church, but even as a community here in the Mearns, in our own parish, but also, Lord, somehow, just that sense of being connected even to the larger world that you have made us a part of. Lord, what part have we to play in that world? We pray, Lord, that you'd help us find that. Time here to an end, we know, Lord, from that promise that we've reflected on, that you'll not leave us. May that be a reality that each of us experience through a living faith in Jesus Christ. We thank you for this time that we've shared, even though we can't see each other. And we thank you that as we might find ourselves separated, so you unite with us. And we pray in that union through Jesus your Son, our thanks, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and may the love of God the Father, and the fellowship, the renewing, life-giving fellowship of God the Holy Spirit, be yours this day. Amen. Look forward to seeing you another time. We will send out messages of when we're next going to gather like this, and certainly we hope it will be next Sunday. But we're in the Lord's hands at this time, and keep in touch. Bye-bye.